All right, everyone. I decided to give you guys one more comic for the comic week because I kind of fucked up on Thursday. Don't ask. That was a weird day. No, it was not Thursday. It was Wednesday. I'm sorry. Wednesday was the weird day. And we're going to go ahead and give you the new Scum. Probably not all of it, but as much as I can get from Transmetropolitan. So let's go ahead and get started. Warren Ellison writes, and of course Derek Robinson pencils the new Scum, one new home. Fartin Martin used to have an uncle, and we would call him Fartin Martin because that's literally what he did. Like, for real, he would always be farting all over the place, and we'd call him Fartin Martin. That's for real. The Gentiles, new disc in stores now. Beauty Does a Beast. I would be down to check that one out. Okay, let's get started. Used markers? No, makers. Ah. Little alien slaves look like they're chained there. Remember Vita Forever. Oh, yeah. Hey, Spider. Spider Jerusalem, on the house, man. You're all right. All special price. You rule, man. You're God. Jesus love and keep you, Spider. We need a voice, they say. That's all. We're sick of your hate, and we don't need your pity. We need a voice. Just for us. All of us. The new Scum. The dogmongers carrying their wares to market. Let me in. Welcome home, Mr. Jerusalem. Pastoral News' private atmosphere remains at perfect pre-human composition temperature at a pre-heat pollution nominal. Insert items and enter apartment number for immediate delivery. Purifier up top. Pastoral Muse Control is happy to report that everything is normal. Everything is the same. Pastoral Muse Elevator Service is moving you to your apartment now, Mr. Jerusalem. Today's elevator images are taken from the Forest of Arden in England, where lions have recently been reintroduced. Select Colony Channel 9 to listen to today's Muse oral backdrop, the deep forest music of the Babenzell Pygmies. Open up. Welcome home, Mr. Jerusalem. Both your assistant and your personal bodyguard are within the apartment. Your cat has once again urinated out of bounds and has received an educational electric shock to the offending organ as per your instructions. You are now being scanned for new infections, nanotech riders, and other clinging genetic randomizers you may have picked up while outside the Muse. Yelena, I bring medicine for you and something healthy for our new bodyguard, so save me a bite. Healthy my ass. Have these new gen-engineered red deliciousness have got cocaine in them. That wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me at all with some of this stuff. Besides, what the fuck? 95% of all paper money in the city is impregnated with cocaine. Adolf Hitler's incinerated remains are still in the atmosphere. Everyone's got a particle of inhaled Hitler in their lungs. Everything's unhealthy, Shannon. Kill all my calls. I'm going to sit out on the balcony for a while. City cleaner is turning garbage into oxygen with maker guns. Reep, reep, squawk, recording. Moved into a new place. My worth to the world seems to rise by the week. They wanted me protected in a comfort zone behind walls. The presidential election's being fought now, sort of. President's gone to ground, doing no personal appearances, making no statements other than those required by the job, thereby forcing the candidate, goddamn Gary Callahan, to fight the campaign on his own, to fight himself. Makes sense. Callahan's sympathy rating so high since Vita Severin, his political director, was killed that the president can't help but look bad against him. So why be anywhere near him? Let Callahan make his fuck-ups without providing a distraction. Election day's in a couple of weeks. I couldn't care less. I'm too far away. got sucked into politics and murder and forgot about everything else. Let him lock me up in here. My mind's turned to mush, been that way for weeks. I have to write some stories while I still can. I have to. Have to. The old scum descend from their gentrified apartments to gather garbage with which to run their makers cheaply, just 15 minutes ahead of the street cleaners. I'm going to take a nap. You are in command. Right, sure. Where is credit cards? My pocket. Ha ha ha! Yes, yes, yes! What shall we do first, Shannon? Hire shopping? Hire some whores? No way are we hiring guys from that place on 908th and Fleiss again. Ellis Hard Whiskey. I mean that bald guy that sent for you, Yelena. I'd rather screw mud. He moved like an elephant. It was like watching someone's dad stripping. You see your dad stripping much? Long story. Anyway, he was kind of cute. He was a nightmare. He was really like when you get really drunk and sleep with someone who you thought was hot. The next morning they're asleep on your arm and you see them sober and you'd rather chew your own arm off and escape than take the chance of waking them? Yeah. Okay, but we have to do something. It'd be a sin not to. So what do? We got his cards. The word loves him so much they'd send squadrons of flying clit liquor machines to our window if we asked for them. Is there such a thing? Don't know. Maybe we should ask for some anyway. You get on the phone. I've been meaning to do this for ages. Do what? Empty out his live shades. You'll get it in the neck if he goes to take a photo and finds the memory full. Huh? Processing image files. The shades take photographs. You didn't know? No. Display image files in slideshow. 5 second delay. No, you didn't, did you? When exactly did you have sex with Spider, Yelena? The unofficial Vita Severin Memorial Shrine at Greenbrook Tower, just feet from where she was killed. Man. It's like drowning in cotton wool, this life I've fallen overboard into. Just 1 second, folks. I don't always see it. Cotton wool gets in my eyes. I have to force myself to think properly. And when I do sharpen up, I have to fool myself that I'm doing something other than a real job. Dictation. Excuse me. Some days I know that if I let my brain fully understand what my gut was propelling me into, it'd chuck itself out my ear. Dictation. Recording. Notes on the murder of Dr. Vita Severin by the office of Senator Gary Callahan. The new scum, too. New city. Back on the street. Just drifting through the city, wandering through its veins and arteries like an infection looking for a dodgy appendix to latch onto. Whoops, we skipped one. Looking for stories, looking for ways to record the cone of silence before the election crunches into high gear. Take a good look at the city today before I scuttle back into a little fucking luxury hole. Into my little fucking luxury hole. There we go. Let's get in there and cover the story, if just to confirm that I'm not having some kind of channeled flashback to eating mushrooms with Jesus by the Sea of Galilee while watching the local lawman work. Journalist, mind if I ask you exactly what the name of fuck you think you're doing? Watch your filthy mouth or you'll be... Spider Jerusalem! Dr. Enratti, Spider Jerusalem's here to cover our stoning. Excellent, excellent. Love in Jesus, Mr. Jerusalem. How can we be of aid? You can tell me what's going on. I mean, surely you're not really stoning that poor guy to death. What do you know of re-Christianity, Mr. Jerusalem? What? We're returning to the fundamental precepts of the Christian faith and its original cultural milieu, Mr. Jerusalem. Our president does favor a back-to-basics approach in all things, after all. I thought that appealed to you, being a political writer and all. I'm smiling inside. Why are you trying to kill that poor guy? And I'm afraid that has to include the death penalty. For what? Well, I can't proffer you... Oh, I'm sorry. We're bringing moral order to our communities first before we take it to the country. And I'm afraid that has to include the death penalty. For what? Well, I can't proffer you a complete list. I'm recording this for a column. Summarize. Let's bring your truth to the people. Oh, I like that. You're a filthy man who should have God's wrath visited upon his nether regions, but you have a good heart. Well now, homosexuality, heresy, unchastity before marriage, cursing one's parents, voglotism, women who get abortions, people who advise them to do so. And why stoning? It's traditional, clean and holy and cheap, of course. Furthermore, it puts law in the hands of the people. Executions should be community projects, not with spectators who watch a professional executioner and do their duty, but rather with actual participants. Please, all I did was go to a porn movie with my girlfriend. Get behind me. Do you know what this is? No. It's a bowel disruptor. And you are just full of shit. Wow. Early morning grazing at the Chadbourne Andreas Working Farm in the central district of the city. From Love Through Loss, for you, Gary Callahan, vote love. Start audio recording, will you? Recording. Shades, take a widescreen still every 20 seconds. Excuse us. I recognize that thing at the other end of the street. From where, damn it? Paris? It's like I just left taking her extra vaginas and... Hold on. Silky just left taking her extra vaginas and a bag of recreational diseases with her. I went for a walk. Yeah, it was the night of the information bomb. I've never known such silence in the city. The hum of wearable computers, the thump and distort of music, the jabber of phones. All gone. Suddenly. Eye of the storm. This is all my fault, ha ha. Me and my crew here. You have entered a technology-free zone. All informational devices and storage media within that zone no longer work. That includes your credit cards. Sorry about that. You are the information rich. Your access to electronic knowledge makes you among the most privileged creatures on Earth. It's also made you forget how to be human. Technology-free zones base their continued operation on human-to-human interaction. That means talking, holding hands, telling stories, dirty jokes, that sort of thing. Being people. In a little while, you can go back to the world of information, continuing to jabber and click about being transhuman or posthuman. But in the meantime, let's see if we can remind you about being just human. Refugees from the Australian Civil War wait in the city East Airport for their connecting flight to Norway. What? The president, tough love. They don't care. Warning, this bench becomes red hot between 1 a.m. and 7 a.m. No sleeping. The billboards, the TV pictures every 5 minutes, the flyers and the canvassers, and all that, and they don't care. They're not thinking about the election. Callahan for the People's Peace. They don't even notice. King Mob. Oh, that's a shout out to the Invisibles. They're thinking about going to the movies and stoning people and reinventing the street and having a quick smoke during their lunch hour. They're thinking about themselves, that's all. I've let myself get locked away and sucked into this goddamn election. I've let myself make friends with Vito. Look where that got us. Parasitic little bastard. And look, I'm the only one who's remotely fucking interested. And look what does get their goddamn attention. Sausage cannibal lesbian queens hosting... What?! Stoning some poor bastard to death because his values are different from those espoused by bits of a book hacked together back in the days when you were still in danger of being eaten by dinosaurs. I don't know how much of that is true, but yeah. Some bunch of fucking students who think we don't love each other sufficiently because we got goddamn telephones attempt to cure it by killing a section of the street and hoping we all sit down and tell each other campfire tales. I hate you. I fucking hate you. And you. You're all fucking killing me. Breakfast time at the docks. Top of the food chain. What should it say? Puss, dolphin, Trenhelm, French people, roast leg of bastard. Blowholes, I think. Special Rudolph the Red Meat Reindeer Burger. Fresh Buffin Dolphin Nuggets. Wow. They're eating that roast leg of bastard. I just don't believe it. I don't. You had sex with Spider. Will you quit it, Shannon? For fuck's sake, what was it like? Shut up. No, go on. What was he like? Did he cough on you a lot? What? I always imagine he would, you know, all the crap in his lungs being stirred up by the movement and actual physical exercise. Big black moist lumpy shit with green bits coughing it out onto your boobs. You're sick. Don't call me sick. I didn't fuck Spider. What was it like? Really? You can tell me. I don't remember. Did you feel him? You know what? Damn it, Shannon. I told you. Did you feel him come? Ah, did you? Ah, I'm gonna puke. I'm gonna puke blood. I always had this theory. I always figured that with Spider, you'd feel it. Even if you didn't feel it ordinarily, you'd feel it with Spider. It'd be like this hail of bird shit drenching the neck of your womb. Christ! It would, and you'd feel all these little spiders on you. All spiders, guys on the march, millions of the bastards all jabbering and smoking as they stomped over your uterus with big fucking hobnailed sperm bots. I'm telling you, I don't remember a thing. That's like post-combat trauma or something, you're blocking it out. The pictures tend to indicate you were having a reasonably good time. Bitch! Hey, hold everything. You always imagine, huh? You had a theory, huh? Exactly how much brain time have you devoted to the concept of fucking Spider Jerusalem, Shannon Yarrow? I get bored easily? A foglet celebrates its unbirthday. Honeys, I'm home. Or hi, honeys, I'm home. Suck out my farts. Die. Nice to see you, too. Anything happened while I was out? Yeah, President called to request you interview him for the word. Royce backs it up. Meet him at the Hotel Fat tomorrow at noon, or it's your ass. Yeah, right, and the Pope called asking me to drown him in a morass of semen and burst condoms. We recorded his call and Royce's. It's for real. You and the President, one-on-one, or else. Hard job, hard man. Oh, shit. The new Scum 3. New President. The Hotel Fat isn't just for any rich person. It's for dumb, ugly rich people who think that entrance glass, musical air, and enough costly ogle flooring to carpet Brazil are badges of greatness. I'm sorry, sir, this is a no-stimulant area. If you'll put that out in the anti-fun unmaker in this next vestibule. Buffet meat? As opposed to black marks branding you for all to see as stupid, lucky, white trash assholes. I seem to have horribly fucked up your floor. I'm here to see the president. So you're Jerusalem. I should have guessed. I don't read newspapers because there's never anything interesting in them, so don't expect me to get a hard-on because you're apparently famous. This way. These two will lead you to the elevator and onto our most valued guests. After the interview's done, I'll never see you within 100 yards of the Hotel Fat again. Not unless I break in one night with a batch of dynamite strapped to a bunch of dead weasels or create an explosive meat geyser all over your lobby. Your Secret Service? Yes, sir, Mr. Jerusalem. Stand still while we give you the once-over. What's this? Mutter. I can't hear you, sir. Bowel Disruptor. Won't be needing this, will we, sir? Suppose not. Mind walking through here, sir? What if I say yes? Then we shoot you with a taser and have your internal cavities searched by surgeons. Sometimes they're all fucked up on crack when they do the searches. I'm walking. Wow. That'll get your attention. Alright. No internal weaponry. No hidden arms. No combat infections or molecular engines. All clear. On to the elevator, sir. Elevator security cam 12. Second screening, sir. You're doing a damn good job of this. I thought you Secret Service guys hated him. Sure we do, but it's an election year and he's still the president. You know? No. I'm not surprised. Through here, sir. President of the United States. There he is, folks. Sit down. No thanks. Well, set your recording gear up. Get out your notepad, your pencil, all that. Time we did this. Why? Because it's what you're here for, you dickless wanderer. Why me? You've got an entire tame White House press corps ready to crank out your... Oh, I get it. I'm not tame. I'm the hard man of American letters, and you gain credibility simply by being interviewed by me. The hard man of American letters? Sounds like you bought into your own hype. Never believe your press, Jerusalem. One of us should believe in something. Oh, is that your problem with me, that I don't believe in anything? Or that I don't believe in anything you like? Listen, if anyone should be getting pissed off here, it's me. After all, didn't I kick you into a restroom cubicle and shoot you with a thing that made you shit yourself, did I? I could have had you prosecuted, you know. Oh, he said, hold on, after all, I didn't kick you into a restroom cubicle and shoot you with a thing that made you shit yourself, did I? I could have had you prosecuted, you know. Disruptors leave no evidence of use. Excuse me, wake up, I'm the fucking president. You think evidence has anything to do with anything? You falsify evidence now? If the president of the United States does it, it can't be a crime. That's a joke, by the way. So come on, ask me a question. You've got an exclusive no-holds-barred interview with the most successful president since God knows who, so snap it up. Have a drink. I fucking poisoned it. So? What do you want to talk about? You're remarkably cheerful. Of course I am. I'm the president. And my urinary tract infection is cleared up. I have small people employed to break up the accretion of boils on my ass. You know, that improved things too. They use the little spanner things. People are good. You should have people. Plus, I started eating Chilean baby extract. Because, you know, it's tough being president. But life is good. It's like, stop being so fucking happy. It makes me want to puke 20 years of cigarette tar directly into your mouth. Don't you read the polls, watch the TV, pick up feed sites? The smiler's after your zitty ass, boy. Yeah, yeah. Vote for Callahan. Canvassers meet resistance downtown. Why did you start calling me the Beast? It's how I think of you. A big black animal squatting in the heart of America, shitting huge steaming green turds into the country. Licking your own balls, jacking off with the Constitution, shooting great boiling wads of poison sperm in the faces of the assholes who voted for you. You're the thing in us that votes to fuck other people in the gallbladder, the lizard brain that says nothing but eat, kill, hump, shit. The Beast. Flowery. I was younger then. You were a dick. And you were an evil scumfuck who clawed his way into power over... You're still a dick. Fuck you. Fuck you. You traded on fear and hate and snaked your way into a place where you could make your wet dreams come true. By turning America into a fucking third world country that bleeds money and extorts... Fuck all but shit television and transplantable organs. Because you killed medical aid and created a culture of crime and presided over America becoming the murder capital of the world. Because you thought it was fucking funny, you piece of shit, you... And that's just the start of your trail of shit and my hate, and I couldn't resist being locked in a room with you, you pig fucker. Back off. You have 5 seconds to back away from the president, and then I'm gonna kill you. 2 seconds. Let's go, Ryder boy. Nice quiet execution down the hallway. You won't feel a thing. Unless I accidentally unload a clip up your asshole first. No, it's okay. Mr. President, no, really, it's okay. He's little people. You have to allow the little people their shot sometimes. Wow, that really did kind of save his ass. Lovers surfing feed sites on their lunch hour. What is it that makes you hate me so much, Jerusalem? You represent and encourage the worst in people. You're not interested in anything other than having the presidency, but you're also not interested in actually being a president. You don't believe in anything. Bullshit. I said before, just because you don't like what I believe in doesn't mean I have no beliefs. Don't give me that. You don't... Shut up. You call me a liar to my fucking face again, I'll fucking glass you. You know what I want to believe in? Oh, hold on. You want to know what I believe in? I believe in getting through the day. I believe in knowing your station. I believe in living somewhere quiet. How can you sit there and give me this crap? You stick poor people who don't vote for you in poison housing. What? They want to live off my tax money? They give me shit in the polling booth, and I should give them somewhere nice to live? Eat me. That's sick. That's the way it is. Life sucks. Wear a hat. Look, my job isn't to make everything beautiful. My job isn't to make living life a good time. My job is to keep the majority of people in this country alive. That's it. If 51% eat a meal tomorrow and 49% don't, I've done my job. That is the absolute fucking limit of what can be done. Anyone who says otherwise is a con artist. My job is just to keep things the way they are. Everyone stays the same. I do the job. I keep the money coming. I provide the television and a few spare dollars and space for a fuck or two. You might not like that. You might not think that's the way a president should behave. But you know, that's fucking tough. And don't you call me a fucking liar just because the truth offends your wimpy goddamn sentiment. Now get the fuck out. Interview's over. What are you going to do if Callahan wins? Never happen. I'm still going to be the president next month. You know why? Because I know what a real America means, and I've got the guts to keep it afloat. Because I can do the job, because I believe in it. And Callahan doesn't believe in shit. Scuttle off, Jerusalem. You got your story now. I'm tired. And there you have it, reader. The beast believes in something, perverted and filthy as it is. And the smiler doesn't. I was so shocked that I almost forgot to plant the gorilla neurotransmitter gel I'd hidden in the oil of my fingernail. And that, Mr. President, is why you've been hallucinating having sex with speed-crazy Barbary apes suffering from irritable bowel syndrome for the last week. And now you know what it's like to have you as president. What it's like to be constantly fucked by someone who stinks of shit. Spider Jerusalem, cheap, but not as cheap as your girlfriend. O'Brien Pies. Mr. Dog. Echo Cat, what the hell? The New Scum 4, New Streets. Hey, baby. Love bug. What? I gave my legs for you. Rotbot? It's a Furby. So this kid figures out how to crack the lethality lock on his homemaker. The kid was ill. Some kind of psychosis brought on by exposure to info pollen soon after he was born. Damn shame. But still... He bred dissemblers in his maker, tiny machines that pull stuff apart at the molecular level. I was on the city crash team that went in when the muck swamped his apartment building. I was the one who shut down the maker. My legs were drenched in dissembler, or disassembler rather, and they fired me for not following procedure. What was the procedure? Well, these government sanctioned super dissemblers to turn the building and the entire fucking block it stood on into a cauterized death zone. I saved thousands of lives and they turned me out with 2 weeks' pay and bad reference. That block I'm talking about. It's this block. I stopped mad little machines from turning all these people into gray stuff with the consistency of baby shit. You think I see a dime from these fuckers? You expected to? Traits. Be yourself. Pawn shop. Okay. It's just for a couple of days. We'll get him back. We can buy you an appetite trait now. You won't be hungry anymore. And the payments will start again, and we can get my liver back, and you're... We will get him back, baby. Burn in hell, overpopulator. Soon, lifer. What the hell? A pro-lifer opens his adoption shop quickly, fearing lethal attack by pro-abortion campaigners. Die, pro-life shitbag. On Amfeed later today, columnist and professional horrible bastard Spider Jerusalem. Wow. Oh. Love you too. Release. Birth of new sons, daughters, and hermaphs to the Farsight community. What? Smooth Henry. They say they like politicians who couldn't eat a whole one. Political canvassers apparently keep better and mature nicely under the floorboards. Even the slow places are fast here. You know, that doesn't make much sense. The reaction, it's a bit like having a stroke. You can never find the right way to put things. Even in a quiet place, all the changes still hit you. The future is a dense place. Everything you look at tells you it's the future, but everything you hear is the same old, same old. We all watch the news, you know. Even with all that website crap going on all over the screen, it's kind of soothing, just like home, you see. A bit of the 20th century every night at 6. I still go back to the Revival's hostel to watch the news. I know I probably shouldn't. I bet you're thinking you got old Mary a room of her own for nothing now. Good, look, God, look at that bird. Who could die without seeing something like that? Which reminds me, got you a present. Oh, spider, stop it. I don't need... Look! You know what it is? Oh, you know what it is? Of course I know what it is, you silly bastard. It's a camera. What does it use instead of film? Nothing. It's full of something called quantum memory. The camera stores up to 10 million photographs inside itself that display on the back screen. Just ask for the one you want or flip through by date. And there are the touch controls. Smooth zoom. Those things will kill you. No, they won't. No, they probably won't. Sorry. So who else knows about your little vendetta, your assistants? Nah, I want to keep them free of it. And besides, it's going to take me a while to get all the evidence. And even then, hell, I could be wrong. That can be my first picture. What? Spider Jerusalem admitting he could be wrong. Shift change at the Richard P. Daley Precinct House. The 20th century gave the human race its scorecard. Kardashev and Dyson made concrete the notion of Type 1, Type 2, and Type 3 civilizations. A Type 1 civilization has mastered its planet inside and out, is utilizing the world's entire energy potential, and also has wiped away the internal struggles of its race. A Type 2 society has energy needs so massive that it can only continue by physically harnessing the sun. In the Type 3 scenario, the civilization has gone galactic, extracting energy on an interstellar basis. We can make magic with engines smaller than a virus, and yet just today, 24 people in this city alone will die from having walked into the wrong district or community. We are still not even a Type 1 civilization. This remains a zero society. Wow. It's true. I've lost my mommy. Nothing to worry about. No need to cry. Will you help me? Of course I will, sweetheart. Why else do you think I've stayed here all these years? Hey, who's that? Oh, God, thank you. Sorry. She must have snuck out while I was in the trait store and lost her bearings. Redeemed. Oh, he bought it. These are the new streets of the city where the new scum try to live, you and me. And here in these streets are the things that we want. Sex and birth, votes and traits, money and guilt, television and teddy bears. But all we've actually got is each other. You decide what that means. Spider Jerusalem, I hate it here. The word. Goat gut now? To Spider Jerusalem, originally to Mitchell Royce, Gary Callahan. I'll get that right. Okay. Spider Jerusalem is requested to attend Green Book Tower at 11 a.m. to conduct an interview with Senator Callahan. Failure to do with the senator will... Failure to do the senator the same courtesy done the president will be perceived by this office as press bias and deliberate insult. Alan Schacht, political director. Do it. R. The new scum, 5. New boss. Fuck it. Spider, so good to see you. Thanks for coming all the way over here. Alan Schacht. We met one day with Vita. God bless her. Gary's waiting, shall we? Sure. Well, thanks for coming, Spider. I knew your editor would see the wisdom of doing me the same courtesy you did the president. Oh, I'm sure you believed otherwise, but that's the thing about authority, isn't it? Oh, that's right. I have to do this. No matter who you are, there's always someone there to squeeze you into doing the right thing. Unless you're the president, of course. No, there's people like me there to squeeze the president into doing what's right. You're not doing a sterling job at that, if you mind me saying. I mean, yes, you backed me into a corner over what you people call social issues, but I wasn't the president then. Still, shouldn't start this off on the wrong foot, shall we? This should be a full and frank exchange of views, but amicable, professional. Keep it light, present, and informative, but you know, welcoming. You know, meet the new boss. Right. So any comment on your apparent purchase of a vet-grown vice presidential candidate and the subsequent poll crash you suffered when called on in public, boss. Right, remember that? It's been a long, hard day scaring the shit out of children for the anti-clowns of the Tolerable Terror Infant Therapy Institute. What? They're all Nixon. The thing about Josh Free was we had to accept him as a vice presidential candidate to get Florida. Senator Joe Heller controlled Florida. I mean, those people treat him like he was Jesus. He tells them to set their own asses on fire. They say lighter or matches. Florida has a big block of votes, you know. It stands tall in the Electoral College, and it always goes to the Beast Party. But with Heller on our side, we get to rip that block of votes out of the Beast's hide. So this was the deal for Florida. We take Free. Like, we knew what we were buying. Shut up. You knew what you were buying. Don't practice your explanations on me now. Hell, you should have practiced them the minute you got him, so you'd have something to say to me when I nailed you for it. Okay. You want it this way? Fine. I was buying a clean VP candidate. Not like this other fuck. What's his name? The new VP. Shuck. What's his name? Come on. Well, whatever. We've had to make a few convictions vaporize. Had to pay off a few reliable memories. You know, he's dirty. Free was clean. Virginal. 3 years old, damn it. Nothing could go wrong. Except for that fascist asswipe Heller being too goddamn arrogant to cover his slime trail. What? Am I being too honest for everyone? Am I making you uncomfortable? Well. Oh, stop fucking whining, Alan. We're playing honesty with Mr. Fucking Truth and Justice here, Alan. How about it, Spider? You like this game? I own this game. Okay, here's another one then. I hate people more than anything, and I'm gonna be president. I really need a white cat to stroke, Alan, like a James Bond villain. Can you arrange that? Of course you can. You're my political director. You can arrange anything, can't you, Alan? I hate you all, you know? All you scum. I want to be president because I hate you. I want to fuck with you. I want to make you shut up and do things properly. Get through your doomed little lives quietly. I want to be president because I think I should be. Ha ha ha. You should see your face. And night comes down on the city, and the hookers and the whiskey priests and the organ boosters and the losers and the booze heads all come out, alive for as long as the customers and the licensing hours hold out. Just us. Don't believe a word I say. I'm making it all up. Bad president, no blowjob. Heh. I have a question. When precisely did you decide to murder Vita Severin to boost your polling? That's a disgusting and baseless assertion. Sure is. I mean, that's obscene. Vita was a colleague and a friend. I think you mean to say that you didn't have her killed, not that you wouldn't kill her because she was a colleague and a friend. Odd, isn't it? Vita might outlive us all in this strange way, this cult that sprung up over her. You should do a story on it. There's something about dead women that gets you right there, eh? Vita Severin was killed by a single unknown assailant who destroyed himself with a disassembler suicide pack immediately after firing. Himself? What? Destroyed himself? If he disassembled himself, how the hell do you know he's a he? She really liked you, Spider. Talked about you a lot. All the time, if she could. I think she wanted to fuck you. Would you have liked that? What would you have done if you'd been in front of Greenbrook when she died? Would you have gone to her? Touched her, hugged her. I'd like to think of that, you know. You hugging her, her body still warm, twitching, squirting blood all over you. And I mean really hosing you down, them old neckstump veins have plenty of pressure to them. Vita dying was the best thing that ever happened to the campaign. She's a Diana now, stupid dead pretty girl all laid out for people to get weird over. I'm going straight surf. I'm going to surf straight into the White House on them big old dead tits of hers. The new scum. Free sex. Fuck you, says there's a lot of that. It was Alan who arranged the kill, of course. Alan arranges everything. He thinks I don't hear him when he says, I am Greenbrook. Gary! Oh, I know. Some poor goddamn revival with a head full of fucked wiring. Them old new scum. They do chatter amongst themselves, Senator. Easy enough to do, I suppose. Talk the crazy bastard into talking the shot in return for a guaranteed instant painless suicide. No more future. Since I've been busy... I've been busy since Vita's death. Quiet, but busy. You and everyone else has been watching me bang out columns, shouting at the world from my balcony, being mad all that. You think I've lost it. I know you do. You would have tried to push me and bluster me into doing this interview otherwise. Or you wouldn't have, rather. But all this time, I've been gathering evidence. Now, I'm not about to threaten you. I'm not about to say anything like quit the race today or I'll have enough for a big sexy impeachment party just when you least expect it. I'm just chatting. But the problem I'm having is this. Why am I here? I mean, maybe this is Shaq's idea. For the good of the country, exposing you as the obvious lunatic that you are. One second. But that doesn't sound like shock, does it? By the way. Or maybe this is all just some big joke. Callahan makes Jerusalem believe he's mad. Incompetent columnist dropped by word. Oh, one other thing. So, what's the story? The story? Here's the headline. Future president promises columnist doom. I just wanted you to know, up close and personal... When I'm president, I'm going to make a point of taking some special time to fuck you to death. Nobody humiliates me the way you did. No one gets away with that. I'm going to have you, Jerusalem. I'm going to destroy you, just when you least expect it. Anyway, what interview? The whole fucking talk we just did here? What talk? You have no recording of it. Of course I do, you mad... Of course I do, you mad fuck. Right here. No, you don't. All recording equipment, including your computer, your shade, source gas, bacterial cameras, memory infections, or stenography hand mix, were nullified upon entry. We didn't say anything. We were never here. Ginger Worthy. Ah. McKinney's Gold Club. The presidential election is tomorrow. Lots to do. I bought gifts. Cacao tequila, made from premium petroleum distillates, pure thalidomide, and other fine quality ingredients. The new scum. Am I early? No, you're fine. Come on in. Kind of. You see, we were able to arrange the whole election night party through one simple act. Oh no, he was saying there's spider here yet. Okay. The act of not telling Spider we were doing it. And now that we've filled the place with people and hidden all his weapons, he's kind of stuck with it. I wouldn't get too close to him. Nah, fuck him. Have a drink. It's a party. Election coverage is in the next room. Look, 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 look. This way? Sorry, but I haven't been here before and I'm still a bit off balance after the security search. They use those little sniffer dogs to climb up your... Don't confuse me with someone who gives a fuck. Now go and have a drink. Enjoy yourself. Slow down. What are you, my fucking boss? No, I'm your fucking friend. I'm also the one who's gonna kick the eggs out of you if you give me any shit over this, Yelena. You haven't been the same since I found out nothing happened. that Channel 7 on his forehead? Wow. Give him the finger from LCD. I blew it. Shouldn't have said a word about Vita. Not when I didn't have all the digging done. Just wanted to scare the fucker to let him know I knew I had him. Damn me. Fuckwit amateur. Party favors. What? Explodo. Do we know you? Explodo. Just get inside. There is a god. Oh, wow. Pollsters are reporting record low turnout this election day, with yet more people bemoaning the continued necessity to actually physically drag your fucking carcass to a polling station to vote. Well, you can see their point. We're wired up the ass, but we have to, you know. Turn up and pull levers and stuff. It's just archaic. It's tradition. Tradition? One of those words conservative people use as a shortcut to thinking. Bullshit. It's the word we use with respect to protect old things that work. Don't act like ignorance of your culture is an excuse for being a prick. Oh, fuck you. What, we're not allowed to continue growing up? That's like telling cripples it's traditional to spend the rest of their lives on crutches rather than getting a neural regen package. What it is breaking a classic statue and replacing it with a big Ebola Cola floater ad. The president has yet to emerge from the White House, and in fact, has not been seen for weeks. The only sign of life he's shown was the now infamous interview with the world star journalist Spider Jerusalem, a piece which, despite the writer's usual hate and disgust of and with his subject, is considered to have improved the president's approval and empathy ratings. The challenger, Gary Callahan, has been on the streets of the city today, while his family await him in California. Surprise, your boy Spider never made more of that. What? Callahan's family permanently in California while the man himself runs loose all over the country. At the very least, it probably constitutes constructive abandonment and a divorce hearing. It's not them he wants, it's us. He can fuck her every night of the week, after all. But we only come for a politician once every 4 years. I'll be glad when it's all over. Back to real life. You don't think this is real life? Good God, no. They've only just put it on television, for Christ's sakes. The event cycle coverage of the election is sponsored by top-rated 7 p.m. slot family show, Gladiator Doom Arena, America's hardest men in TV's most elaborate arena and competition, not against each other, but against an audience armed with over 700 handguns. Holy shit. That stuff looks just disgusting. It's not so bad once you throw the roach back up. Oh, well, whatever. I guess you've had worse things in your mouth. What? Just kidding. No, you weren't. You were talking about those pictures. Those pictures. Just say it, would you? You spent days sulking, moaning, and bitching. You should just admit you did it and move on. Will it get you to shut up, will it? For Christ's sake. Has your life been so fucking empty since your boyfriend turned into a sneeze that you can't leave mine alone? I didn't mean that. Fuck you. You meant every word. Yeah, okay, here's the news. I'm sad. I'm bored. I've got a big hole where my life should be. You're my only friend. Half the time, I don't even like you. Start dealing with your fucking life while you still got one. You want me to deal with it? Yeah. You want me to deal with it? Okay, I admit it. I fucked Spider Jerusalem. What are you assholes staring at? You want to know another thing? I'm not his fucking niece. He thought that if Spider believed we were related, Spider'd be less likely to do all the shit to me that he did to Shannon that made her fuck off to a nunnery. Election results coming in. And now they're laughing. The results are coming in. The East Coast returns will be with us in a second. And we're getting signals from the Central States. Excuse me, yes, Florida has gone to Callahan. Where was I? Central States, yes, and I can also tell you that California has gone to Callahan. It's looking like a near complete sweep of the East Coast for Callahan, an unexpectedly dismal showing for the president. Time was, of course, that people had the entire day to vote in, but with the time zone synchronized 2-hour voting window, we get far better TV out of elections these days. and I'm getting something from the city. And California, of course, are the two biggest electoral colleges. And I should remind you here of all the ancient political proverb: if you can take the city, you can get the country. Ladies and gentlemen, and others of the United States of America, we have a new president. I'm going to have you, Jerusalem. I'm going to destroy you. Call me Mitchell Royce, two-fisted editor. Glub. Callahan won. Scum! You useless bastards can't get anything right, can you? You against me now, is it? Wow. Ah, that how you want it? Yeah, me against the fucking world? That's the way it's always fucking been. Why should I fucking worry now? Useless betraying fuckers, I give you the truth and you do nothing. And now I'm all alone. Just for us. All of us. The new scum. The word I hate it here. Okay, so what is this? Oh. Okay, these are actually things I'm gonna have to read. They're not like comics. They're, okay, some of these might be a little hard to read, but I'll read them, and they are fucking fantastic. So we'll definitely read those. We're not done with the story, but we're done with that arc, and I'm going to read through these, and then we'll be about finished because there's not too many of these. It will take me a while. It's like reading a book. But after that, we'll be done. So I thank you guys for joining me once again with more Transmetropolitan and Grimm's Comic Corner. You know, of course, next week is Visual Novel Corner, and then we'll do more comics. And we'll get back with Transmetropolitan and, you know, other things like Invincibles and, you know, all the stuff. More boys. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out. And I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comic Corner.